Another episode of the Self Development with Tactics podcast. Today, yet again, with some ChatGPT. I never actually know what it is, GTP or PT and whatever, but it is what it is. I have asked a few more questions. We are still on the same thread as the past, I think, 3 days even. So it is about philosophy, it is about stoicism, and it is also about Tim Ferriss, kind of, and also Seth Godin, two people that I really enjoy listening to and really enjoy getting information from, and it is really efficient to just ask there and see what the answer is. Of course, it may not be the truth, it may just be completely made up and whatever, but I'm taking it, so I'm gonna show you. There we go. So, because we haven't gotten an answer for 8, 9, and 10, which was, how can I achieve my goals and dreams? How can I find inner peace and contentment? And how can I manage and cope with the challenges and uncertainties of life? There was no answer for that, so it didn't generate anything. So, I've asked for these specifically again. It is basically, by the way, quite interesting to see that, you know, sometimes when things are too long, there's just no answer then. And we'll be interested to know why this is, you know, whether it's having something to do with, you know, me not paying for it. But yeah, anyway. From Stoicism, achieving goals and dreams requires focusing on what is within our control, such as our own actions and reactions, and accepting what is outside of our control, such as external circumstances and outcomes. What's happening? Mm-hmm. From the law of attraction, achieving goals and dreams requires aligning one's thoughts, feelings, and actions with the desired outcome and believing that it will manifest. From action-oriented approaches, that's a good one. Achieving goals and dreams requires taking consistent and intentional action towards the desired outcome and adjusting one's approach as needed based on feedback and results. What is the nature of reality? From idealism, reality is fundamentally mental or spiritual in nature, and the physical world is a projection of or reflection of the mind or spirit. Which I think is the case. Reality is a very difficult term and a very difficult concept, I would say. We're all having a different reality, and my reality is completely different than yours, for example. But yeah, from materialism, reality is fundamentally physical in nature, and the mind or consciousness is a product of physical processes in the brain. From phenomenology, reality is experienced subjectively through our perceptions, and there may be multiple valid perspectives or interpretations of the same phenomena. This is one of the reasons why being like, I went through something way more difficult than you, so shut the fuck up and take it, is a dumb thing to say. Because just because I think something happening is not that big of a deal doesn't mean that it is the same thing for somebody else. Because it is all subjective. We are all having a subjective reality. Therefore, also assuming somebody, for example, being dumb, being not as productive as this person could maybe be, and whatever is, I think is an assumption never to be made, because nobody knows, you know, and you don't know, and it might just be your perception of the, or it might just be your reality that in which you're seeing this person to be X, Y, and C, but it is not actually the case, which might lead to also challenging those thoughts and those realities that we are seeing about ourselves, like, am I really X, Y, and C, and so on and so forth. How can I live a meaningful life? From humanism, living a meaningful life requires valuing and respecting human dignity and potential, and pursuing personal growth and fulfillment in ways that contribute to the greater good of humanity. From nihilism, which I think, was it Nietzsche? I think it was Nietzsche. There is no inherent meaning or purpose to life, and individuals must create their own meaning through their choices and actions. We have heard that before. From religious traditions, living a meaningful life requires following divine or spiritual guidance, fulfilling one's religious... I need to just turn things off. Living a meaningful life requires following divine or spiritual guidance, fulfilling one's religious duties and obligations, and seeking enlightenment or salvation. And then I asked, how would Seth Godin answer question 8, 9, and 10? Because I specifically think those were really interesting. So how can I achieve my goals and dreams? Maybe, possibly, who knows, Seth Godin would say. Achieving one's goals and dreams requires embracing uncertainty and taking creative risk. It also involves developing empathy and understanding for one's audience or customers, and creating value for them through remarkable and unique offerings. He often emphasizes the importance of perseverance, generosity, and resilience in the face of setbacks and obstacles. What is the nature of reality? Seth Godin often explores the subjective and, I think it is malleable, I don't know, nature of reality and how it is shaped by social and cultural constructs. He encourages individuals to challenge and question the dominant narratives and norms that limit their creativity and potential. He also emphasizes the power of storytelling and communication in shaping people's perception and beliefs about reality. How can I live a meaningful life? According to Seth Godin, living a meaningful life requires finding and pursuing one's true passion and purpose, and creating positive change in the world through one's work and contributions. He often encourages individuals to seek out and join tribes of like-minded people who share their values and visions to leverage the power of connection and community to make a difference. He also emphasizes the importance of continuous learning, growth, and self-awareness in the pursuit of meaning and fulfillment. What I think should be underlined so far is continuous learning and growth is always a good idea. I mean, I think most people know that it makes sense and that it is smart to do, and it's great and whatever. But I believe it just should be underlined. It, on the other hand, should not be like, wow, okay, I'm getting up today and I have to grow and I have to learn something and whatever. No. Rest is also really important, and having your free time is also really important. It is, at least at my point of view, really about balance and being able to enjoy every day to the maximum. And of course, some days are gonna be bad, and or at least not as good as like the really good days and whatever. But still, creating a framework for oneself, creating a life for oneself that is, on one hand, I think, really productive, really a lot of growth and a lot of learning, but simultaneously really funny and happy and love and, you know, whatever people just need. It's not about wanting things in the end, but really needing things. Because without people that we love, without meaningful connections, so to say, or to be more like, you know, having a bit of a bigger term there that includes more things, meaningful connections, happiness, leisure time or free time to, first of all, rest and, you know, gain the energy for doing maybe the harder work, and so on and so forth. It's, you know, it's one system, and it doesn't really make sense to have a system really kind of like a seesaw, being too high on one side and too small on the other and whatever. Because I mean, it feels good to get things done, and we, I think we all know that, and we all also feel that. And but on the other hand, when you're overwhelmed and burn out, it's really not great, you know, so not great that it sometimes also transforms into those leisure things that we used to really like, actually not being so cool, and everything basically being not so cool and uninteresting and whatever, because we do not have energy to do anything anymore. And this, I think, is not what life should be about. And one needs to be aware of that and keep that in mind. I would also argue that Seth Godin often, he also, I think, stresses this point that, or at least, you know, this is what I'm feeling when I'm listening to him. This is what I'm having on my mind. This is what I'm, feeling. To, yeah, this self-awareness, as we're having in the very last, is it a row? I don't know. But yeah, anyway, I think that I'm going to end the episode here. I wish you the best, and hopefully see you soon. So